Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Today, the National Weather Service said yesterday's storm brought the highest tide ever recorded in Boston, 4.89 feet above the average high tide. The old record was from the blizzard of 1978. Parts of the city that never had flooding before saw rivers of seawater rolling down the road yesterday. While flooding causes enormous damage, it provides people such as Austin Blackman valuable data. Blackman is Boston's chief of environment, energy, and open space. He's helped the city become one of the U.S.'s leaders in preparing for sea level rise and other consequences of climate change. We asked for his response to the record flooding.
Shocking, but for me, not super surprising. It's basically what the city is going to have to deal with now. And as sea level rise continues, we'll be dealing with events like this more frequently.
Give us one example of one location that was hit especially hard yesterday, where there was flooding that you might not have anticipated before, and how you now break that apart. What's the forensic method of figuring out where the water came from, how fast it's receding, et cetera?
So Fort Point Channel is right on the border of downtown in South Boston. It's certainly an area where we've seen quite a bit of development recently. GE is planning on moving their headquarters into this area. We saw some pretty substantial flooding impacts there.
Like what?
There was water that was coming through several of the streets, including Sleeper Street in South Boston. And we're going to be looking exactly at where that water came from, if that matches the projections that we saw from the Climate Ready South Boston report and the study that we're doing right now.
So this gets to development, including GE. So GE is developing in that area. They're taking mitigation efforts in terms of the development to try and make sure that some of the newer buildings will be built higher, at least so the first floor is, what, a couple feet higher up than it normally would be.
That's right. They have taken the climate impacts into consideration, and they've done everything the right way. They are planning on elevating their site, and not only will that provide a benefit to General Electric and their campus, but it will also provide a benefit to the broader district by creating more high ground that future protection assets can connect into.
The developers of Seaport Square in Boston said that their entire area remained high and dry. I have a quote here saying the newer buildings were all constructed with higher ground floor elevations and surrounding street grades that were designed to protect against things like yesterday's storm. But when we look at other areas, say East Boston, okay, East Boston, potential home if Boston's fortunate enough to get the Amazon second headquarters, development being planned for that area already. How did the area, and we're talking about the former Suffolk Downs racetrack area, how did that do yesterday?
There was certainly some flooding in the area. Again, specifically on the site, we're still getting that analysis in, but there certainly was some flooding on Bennington Street up in East Boston.
You know, do you get to the point where you look at a storm like yesterday's and think things are only going to get more severe? Maybe certain areas should not be developed.
You know, it's a fascinating question. And
it's a real one.
It certainly is a real question. And it's one that we evaluated very, very closely as we were doing our master planning process for the city of Boston. And what we learned is Boston is going to grow. And many of our existing neighborhoods feel like they have already gotten enough density from the growth that we've experienced already. If that growth is going to go into new areas, they're likely going to be some of our lower density areas, our post-industrial zones. And many of those post-industrial zones are in low-lying areas.
Such as
East Boston, such as some of the areas in the Seaport, places where you are already starting to see quite a bit of development. But that means that in those areas, we are going to need to protect them.
How valuable was yesterday's storm to you?
Well, you hate to call a storm valuable because obviously it caused quite a bit of challenges and suffering for the residents and the businesses in the city of Boston. What we will learn from this storm will help us improve the lives of our residents and businesses. We're not going to be able to stop flooding in Boston, but the question is, how quickly can we get back to normal and how can we minimize the damage that's caused by those storms? From what we experienced yesterday, we'll continue to get better.
Austin Blackman, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Austin Blackman is Boston's chief of environment, energy, and open space.